Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, I conducted four divine services over 36 hours. Yes, it was a busy weekend around the country, but I have to confess that it wasn't my shining hour liturgy-wise. The four services used three settings. I could almost hear the advocates of only ever using the one liturgical setting smirking. It wasn't that I did anything liturgically wrong, chanted a heresy or the like, but I was conscious that I occasionally stumbled over a word, or occasionally I had to check the wording or placement of a liturgical component, and my sense of fluency, together with my theatre sense of doing things so that people engage with you, but really see through you to the reality that is happening, heaven and earth intersecting, as it is sometimes described, did get a blip or two. Of course, the big truth, and relief, is that I'm not important, and the Lord of the Church was still present and active and serving and blessing those who came around him in worship. If there was a compensation, I thought that the fourth version of the sermon was pretty good. Sorry to the earlier three congregations. But it did get me thinking again about what is important in worship. I am a ritualist, and I think patterns and regularity of behaviour, words said, physical actions, the use of space, light, clothes, all contribute to structuring the encounter with God and binding the people together. It is important that there is consistency in words. Think the creeds, or the Lord's Prayer, or liturgical responses. And consistency means a rather long time, a generation or two or more. But the consistency should not be set like concrete. Language changes, and that means that the words used might also change over time. We no longer read the New Testament in Greek or pray in Latin. How a church body changes its liturgies is another issue, but the changes should be agreed by all and not just be made locally, which contributes to fragmentation. But what is more critical to me is that the liturgies follow the pattern or order of worship that we believe God has established. There is a sequence for the divine service which might be summarized as gathering, word, meal, sending. Some people have seen the historic liturgy as a combination of the rites and functions of synagogue and temple. However people understand Christian worship's liturgical structure, what remains important is the view that we didn't create it, but we received it. Moses was given instructions about the tabernacle, the pattern of it, from God, rather than designing it, and the rites and rituals from his creative imagination. See the word pattern in the Bible. The Apostle Paul, in responding to the worship squabbles in Corinth, talks about things being done decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. And I wonder whether the in order has links back to what they had received from Jesus. And this means, for me, that what is most important in coming to worship is knowing what we are doing throughout the liturgy, but more importantly, what God is doing. Sure, I'd like the conducting of whatever liturgy to be smooth, and I'm okay with new hymnals and songbooks and liturgical forms, which can take some learning, but what remains foundational is the pattern, or order, of what we are doing, and knowing why. This knowledge doesn't make God present and get him to act, but it certainly can help us understand and teach our children, or translate for the visitor, what God is doing and what we are receiving. That in turn helps us keep ritual true to what God intends and in words that mean what they say, or in other words, alive. Let us pray. Holy and faithful God, keep us from a piety that is only for show. Wash us completely clean, so that what flows out of us may be pure and good. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.